Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
That's a Michael Mutant. Didn't even know it. That's a rookie mistake, but I did it. But anyway, it is 27 May 2020. It's good to have you, and I do mean that. I seriously do. And I want to tell you that we're going to have Bible study this weekend. And this is a special Saturday. Normally we have it on the first and third Saturday. But this time we're having it on the fifth. Also, because next month, Phil Hudock and his wife, Lynn, are going to take some time off. So we're going to do a Bible study this weekend and the first Saturday in June. And then the rest of the month, they'll be going on some vacation. They certainly earned it. So you can join us Saturday in Bible study, if you like, just by going to Pastor Butch, PastorButch.com. Click on live stream, and there we are. You watch us live. Starts 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Or you can call these phone numbers. There's two of them. If you miss them on the air tonight, call me in the office tomorrow, and I'll give them to you. 605-562-0489. 605-562-0489. Or you can call 719-718-1679. 719-718-1679. No code access needed. Just dial right straight into our teachings tomorrow. Love to have you. If you haven't been watching for a while, haven't watched at all or listened at all, you might be surprised what you learn from current events and Scripture and Bible study. You might be surprised what you learn straight from the Word of God. Now, tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be in office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. Crystal will be here to answer your phones. I'll be here to talk to you, and I hope we can get to talk to you. So you can call tomorrow and place orders if you want. We're going to bring up our guest tonight for about a half an hour. We're going to talk to Robert Tactalian about Vitamir toothpaste, mouthwash, and other products that we do offer to ministry. And folks, I offer them because they work. If they didn't work, we wouldn't have them. We're going to tell you why you need them in a minute. But the next bottom of the air, I want to share some news with you. But anyway, you can call tomorrow and order what you like from us as far as the video on vaccines, the vaccine paperwork. You can also check out order Backyard Medicine and all the other books, folks, we have. Rim Sleep also and Strauss Heart Drops. All Strauss products, all of them are here. At 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. Or if you can call a toll number, you got to help us maybe save a few dollars every month on the phone bill at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. If you want to talk to us off tomorrow, I hope you do that. And, of course, this hour that we're on shortwave on 6115 is there because Melody's Eastern, with discount gold and silver, graciously give us her spot 3 nights a week and paid for it. Melody Seastrom, folks, is a lady you need to talk to. If you have financial questions about anything, even if you're not going to buy any precious metals, this lady is a walking encyclopedia when it comes to finances. Call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. Now, by the way, next Tuesday, we're going to have a special guest on that comes on about a couple months with me. We're going to have Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez from BioCare Hospital in Tijuana, Mexico. Health questions are his specialty. You have any health problems, everything from high blood pressure to cancer and anything in between, Dr. Rodriguez has answers for you. And I hope you'll take advantage of that next Tuesday and you'll call and ask him questions. Because he comes on to share. And folks, he'll answer questions on the air. If you can't get it all answered, you can call him at a toll-free number. He'll answer on the phone and no charge. He's one of the most giving men and caring men that I've ever met. I've had the honor of meeting him one time face-to-face. Hope to go back down and see him again sometime this year. I was going back down this last month, but obviously this coronavirus hyped-up situation knocked that in the head. But anyway, you need to call, keep in mind to call in Tuesday, ask questions about your health. I hope you'll do that. Let's go to our guest tonight, Robert Tactian with Vitamir Products. And Robert, are you there?
Yes, I am. Listening to you, all your announcements, very interesting.
Well, you know, I try to share with the people, and I know this sounds corny, and a lot of people think I'm making it up, but I actually care for the folks that listen to this broadcast because they're good people. And every one of them, Robert, has a soul that our Savior died for on the cross of Calvary. You know that. And that's what I'm here for.
If you didn't care, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. You're doing this because you care. If you wanted just to make money, you could have gone and do all kind of business, make ton of money, but you're not. You're doing this because you love what you do. You're helping people. You're bringing them information. And information is everything.
I pray so. I do pray so. I hope, above all, I'm glorifying our Savior. Then I hope I'm edifying the church and helping people that need help and those who are discouraged and frustrated and down, depressed. Robert, we live in a very confusing time, a perilous time, if you will. We live in times when people are actually scared. They are so stressed out, and now we're seeing an increase in heart attacks and strokes and suicides, all that over this COVID nonsense. We're seeing this happen. And right now, if ever before in history, all around the world, people need to know who Jesus Christ is. But that's their only hope. Do you agree with that?
I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening. I'm not saying nothing. But I know health is important. Everybody's number one question should be, how can I stay healthy? How can I make sure that my health is there so I can take care of my family, my children, my relatives, my parents? So health is important. Whatever we do, number one should be our health. And my job is, as you know, last 22 years been talking about oral health. And that's all I talk about. I don't talk politics. I don't talk the religion. I'm not good at those things. I'm good at oral health. I'm good at telling people, beginning of your health starts in your mouth. You take care of your mouth will take care of you. And how do you take care of your mouth? Is using great toothpaste and mouthwash number one for at least 2-3 days, 2-3 times a day to make sure that you keep the bacteria count on check in your mouth. Because our mouth has more bacteria than any other opening in our body.
That's true.
Last time I read about it, it's about 480 different bacteria live in our mouth. Some are good bacteria we need. Some are the enzymes that helps us to digest our food in our mouth first before we swallow it, right?
Right.
But there is a lot of bad bacteria. That's why you need good mouthwash and a good toothpaste. Now, I learned this a little late. I'm 72 now, and this is 22 years we're doing this. So I was about 50, when my wife did the research and we made the mouthwash, it's a long story, but I'll make it short, because I was losing my teeth totally. I was told that if I will not remove all my teeth out of my mouth, I will have no gums left to hold my dentures. I mean, that's a scary thing when a periodontist tells you that, you know.
Right.
And then on the other hand said, don't worry, we'll remove all your teeth. We'll put the best implants for you for $45,000.
$45,000.
Well, to do full mouth, even then, it's always been between $40,000 to $45,000 to do full mouth implants. Go check it out. I mean, call any implant place. It's about $3,000 to $4,000 a piece. Count how many teeth do you want in your mouth. So, when my wife did the research, and I never believed her that a natural ingredient can help me when I have the best dentist, the best periodontist in town, I'm paying them, they're taking care of me. What a nonsense. By the time I finished the mouthwash, cooking it to perfection, what it is today selling worldwide, I was totally healed. My gums were nice and pink, sitting tight, holding my teeth strong. And the way I explain, I'm sure your audience, some of them probably heard this before. Before, if I would bite an apple, my teeth would stay in the apple.
Wow.
All of a sudden, I was able to bite because they were all moving, my teeth. That's why they were going to remove my teeth. All of a sudden, within 3 months' time, now that I'm totally able to bite an apple and eat it, you know, a nice apple, the first bite is always hard, right?
Right.
So the reason I say this because it explains truly what I went through. I suffered. My gums were bleeding, bed red. I was in business talking to people. I had a floral business. I was with a convention company. My business was people all the time, talking to people. And when you have bed red, it happened to me when somebody would talk to me and that bread would hit me on the face. It almost knocks you out because bad breath comes from the bacteria in your mouth. It's not coming out of your stomach. A lot of people have this misunderstanding that it was from the stomach that bad breath comes out. It is not true. It's all the bacteria sitting in your pockets, in your gum line, that creates that breath. And if you're using good toothpaste and mouthwash and your gum line is clean, you don't have plaque there, you will always have good, healthy mouth. Our mouthwash, vitamin mouthwash and toothpaste will help you to do that because of the ingredients. And the main ingredients are zinc, folic acid, clove oil, and myrrh oil. And it works. Pastor, you know how many years now you've been using product.
Yes.
It really works. It just matter of, you know, you can tell people like you just said, you want to tell people, but some listen and some don't, right?
Right.
You can only tell them what you know. If they listen, they benefit from whatever you think you know it's right. I want to tell people, I want to scream at them, please have your teeth cleaned. Make sure you're using the good toothpaste and mouthwash. I'd rather you use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash, but if you don't like me or my toothpaste, that's okay. But keep your mouth healthy, because everything goes in your body, goes through your mouth.
That's very true.
Every food, every drink to nourish your body. So if you have bad bacteria in your mouth, it's going to go in your stomach. It's going to go in your bloodstream to your gums, to your bloodstream. So that's what I do. That's what I tell people. Here is the best product. It's about the same price everywhere else. If this was sold in dental offices only, it would be about $40 a bottle of 16-ounce mouthwash versus $14.50. The toothpaste would be about $20 a tube. This is a patented product, but my wife and I didn't do this for money. When I got healed, Pastor, I promised, my mission was, I'm going to put this product anywhere I can, anyhow I can, to help people who suffer like me, especially people who can afford to pay $10,000 for dental bill. You know, every time you walk in dental office, the minimum is $200-$300.
That's true.
Now, nothing wrong with dentists. You know, we need dentists. We need professional dentists who care about their job, who care about their customers and their patients, and they do a good job, versus turning them into milking cows like what they did to me, my dentist and my periodontist that I trusted them. They play volleyball with my wallet for year after year. I spent tens of thousands of dollars just on nonsense. They didn't do anything. I was losing my teeth and my health. I was down to 110 pounds.
Well, you know, it's no joke that your teeth can kill you. But what kind of toothpaste did it tell you to use before you found yours? What did you use to try to save your teeth?
Oh, Sensodyne, Thompson Maine, and all kinds of. I mean, they're good toothpaste. I'm not knocking down any other company product. What I am saying is our toothpaste, the ingredients, anybody can read those ingredients. Once you understand what these ingredients do and the combination that we have, why it's patented, because we were able to patent it, it's so unique, it will help your oral health, guaranteed. There is no one that can use this toothpaste that does not say that it does work something for them. It will stop gum bleeding, canker sores, loose teeth sensitivity. I'm saying this from my experience. Vitamin guarantees 100% money back. Anytime you buy anything from anywhere, you're not satisfied, we'll give your money back. Pastor Butch, if any of your customers are not satisfied, give their money back, I give you money back. You know, all these years you've been selling and helping other people to have this product.
Yes.
Do you have any returns?
No, never had a return yet. Never. Never. As a matter of
do
fact,
you know,
we send samples out sometimes with the orders that we put up with other items in it. We'll send a sample. And by the way, we're out of samples, but we send a sample. And quite often, somebody will try it and call and order a full tube.
Right. Because it works. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to realize that your mouth feels good. Your gums are not bleeding. Your bed bread has gone away. Your pockets shrink. If you're using, but you have to use the product. You can't have it sitting in there and not using it and say it's not working. You got to use it at least 3 times a day, brushing your teeth, especially after every meal if you have deep pockets. What happens, we chew food. We push the food while we're chewing in our deep pockets, if you have deep pockets, and food particles will stay there. Overnight, those food particles mixed with your saliva and enzymes and blood, because if you have pockets, definitely you have blood, bleeding gums, it will rot overnight. That's the rotting smell that will come out of your mouth when you wake up in the morning first thing and you have a horrible bread. That's rotten bread that hits your mouth. You didn't brush your teeth properly at night before you went to sleep.
Wow.
But if you use this toothpaste and mouthwash every day, 3 times a day minimum, and really give some time, 2-3 minutes brushing it and cleaning and swishing it, your pockets will shrink, your gums will become healthy, and you will have a better life. Imagine not being worried about talking to somebody because you have bad breath and they're going to turn their face not to look at you or stay away from you because you have such a bad breath. And it's a simple thing. Toothbrush, toothpaste, mouthwash. Vitamin, toothpaste, and mouthwash will do that for you. I guarantee money back if not. I mean, what more can I say, Pastor?
That's all you can say. That's all I can say. Folks, when we do have that here, we really do. We have it available for you if you want it. You just have to call and get
it. Give that number again, Pastor. Where can they call to get this? Go ahead.
Then call toll-free at 800-777-4403. Or then call toll-line at 304-846-4448.
Well, let me tell you something else. You know, about 20 years ago, maybe 18 years ago, doctors find out for sure that heart disease starts beginning of heart disease starts from gum disease. Gum lung disease from your mouth goes into your bloodstream, ends up in your heart. Through the years, it finds a place to give you a heart disease, and you have a heart problem. And these are facts. All you have to do is keep your mouth clean, right? First of all, if you want to eat good food and your teeth are sore, you just cannot enjoy your food. I mean, this is simple, isn't it?
That's true.
I want to ask you a question, Robert.
That's a question.
Yeah,
are you saying that all heart disease starts in your mouth?
Well, the way the medical journal wrote at the time, it was, I think, about 18 years ago, but you can check this out, that they said 80% or so heart disease patients had gum disease before they had heart disease. So
wow.
That gum disease traveled through bloodstream, through your mouth, to your heart. Now, the ingredients we have, zinc, folic acid, clove oil, and myrrh oil, work fantastic together to go after that bacteria between your gum and teeth and destroy them. The best thing that happens, if you use the toothpaste for about 2 minutes, brushing your teeth very good, then about a minute or so, swishing your mouth with a mouthwash, I mean, you will get fantastic results. Give it 3-4 days' time, you will know the difference. But you don't have to have problem to use the product. You want to prevent. You know, the best medicine is preventing problem.
That's true. Yes.
If you can prevent. So this is a toothpaste and mouthwash for everybody to use. And you know, we made also children's toothpaste. And I have 21 grandkids and grand-grandkids. We wanted them to have healthy teeth. So we have children's toothpaste with similar ingredients that if your child uses now, by time, let's say within a few years that you will have 2-3 times a checkup, you're going to find out that your kid doesn't have no cavities. Because these ingredients, the toothpaste makes so good that it will fight any kind of bacteria that forms cavities.
Wow.
So I would suggest anybody, if you really care about your health, about your children's health, use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. You can't go wrong. We guarantee 100% money back. I know this sounds like a pushy sell. Yes, it is. You know, it's not just because I want to push a sell. I want you to be healthy. That's my promise I did 22 years ago because I thought I was going to die. And when we made this toothpaste and mouthwash and it went great in the stores and went all over the country, my promise was I'm going to make sure everybody that I can convince to use the toothpaste, once they use it, they won't quit anyways. They will stay healthy. So if I can help somebody to not have pain, not have bleeding gums, not get worse sick because they can't eat anymore and they have stomach problems. There is another problem, if you don't mind me telling this.
No, please.
Your mouth is, I have so much to say, and then I get confused. You know, if your mouth is sore, but you're hungry, you can, you know, you chew a few times, but your teeth hurting you, so you swallow a big piece of food. Especially meat, which is hard to digest, right? Any kind of meat is hard to digest. Now that you swallow this big piece of food, your stomach has to work 3 times harder to digest this food because you didn't chew it, you didn't digest in your mouth. The first digestion starts in your mouth.
That's true.
You break your food with your teeth, you mix it with your tongue and saliva. And that's why your grandma, when you were growing up, would say, chew 40 times. Remember that, Pastor?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Chew
sure.
your food.
Yeah, yep. Eat slower.
They knew what they were saying. So, but if you don't chew it enough, breaking down the food, then you're swallowing big pieces of food. Now your stomach has to work a lot harder to digest this food. And on top of that, here in America, we love to drink ice cold drinks with our food. Imagine if you're cooking meat on your stove, it's boiling, and you pour cold water on it. What happens? It stops cooking. It's going to take another 10, 15 minutes to come to the boiling point to start boiling. See, that's what we're doing to our stomach when we eat hot, greasy food, and on top of it drink Coca-Cola or any cold drink with ice, we just stop the process of digestion in our stomach.
So wow, I didn't know that. That's interesting. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Well, thing, it's a common sense thing, right? If you have hot oil, you put cold water, what happens on it? It happens the same thing in our stomach. Then stomach has to come to that temperature. It takes time, you know, for that food start melting. And our stomach has those tiny little millions of tiny little hairs that work to...
Yes, yes.
...pour it, melt down that food. So instead of drinking cold drink, how about just regular temperature, room temperature drink, or hot tea? Like entire Orient, half of the world probably, most of the world drinks hot tea with their meal or glass of wine. I'm not saying people to go and get drunk, but I'm saying a little wine would help to ferment that food and easily digest it. You know, an ounce or 2 ounces of wine won't hurt anybody. It will be like a medicine if it's used properly. Entire Europe drinks alcohol before they eat or after they eat to help their digestion, not to get drunk. So what I'm saying, there's so many things you can do to stay healthy. And our health is important. Our immune system important. If your immune system is strong, you can fight bacteria. You can fight coronavirus. You can fight any other bacteria because your body is healthy.
That's
and
very
immune
true.
System to be healthy is that, again, it starts in your mouth. It starts with food, nourishing your body with good food, right?
Yes.
All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the important things that we eat and drink to keep our body healthy, it goes in our mouth, from our mouth to our stomach and distributes through our body. So what we do with our mouth is important. So vitamin toothpaste mouthwash is the most important thing you can use and the best in the market. I have to brag about it because I love my product.
Well, obviously it saved your life, so to speak, and your wife developed it, and you've been pushing, you talk about it ever since. And folks, we do have it here again. You can call tomorrow in the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 or the mouthwash or the Vitamir, and we'd love for you to try it. It is money back guarantee. We'd love for you to do it. Robert Taktian, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I do appreciate you.
Thank you, Pastor Butch. I appreciate you very much. Thank you. Have a great day.
We'll be in
day.
Touch. God bless. Bye-bye.
Stay healthy.
All right. Plan to. Folks, back at the break. A lot more to share with you and a phone call to you if you want to talk to us. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. I'm going to share some news. And if you have a comment tonight, you feel free to share. Hang on your mind. You know, I used to do when I did five nights a week, I had open line Fridays. That was my favorite night because the phone line stayed busy. Everyone's welcome to call in and share their thoughts on different topics. There were no certain topics. Tonight you can do the same thing if you like. I do want to share a few things here. But if you have a different topic or if you want to share something on the same thing I'm talking about, you call us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. But let's look at some news here. I think this is a little bit of good news, perhaps. Definitely, it's good for those of us who know that this COVID nonsense has been hyped up beyond belief. New Jersey, Colorado, and Pennsylvania have lowered their COVID death numbers. Pennsylvania has corrected its coronavirus data multiple times over the past week to account for irregularities, according to new reports. Earlier this week, Pennsylvania started to include probable deaths in its fatalities. Did you hear what I said? They were going to count those that could have died with coronavirus. As a result, the total number of coronavirus deaths grew by 276, then 360 in successive nights, almost doubling the number of deaths in the state in 2 days. The Pennsylvania Department of Health subsequently removed 200 deaths from its count after facing mounting questions about the accuracy of the count. Think about that. If you're scared of this virus and you think it's all for real, that everybody's going to die because they got this virus, think what I just told you. Three states are lowering the numbers because they got caught trying to fudge them. Washington State. Officials admit to counting gunshot victims as COVID deaths. Now, you hear what I'm saying? Washington State. Officials admit to counting gunshot victims as COVID-19 deaths. Now, people, how in your face can anybody get? I mean, out and out blatant lies. Let me just share with you a little bit of that. Washington epidemiologists have admitted that multiple victims of gunshot wounds who had also been diagnosed with coronavirus have been counted as COVID-19 deaths, although they say deaths from the virus are still likely being undercounted in the state. Epidemiologists with the Washington State Department of Health have said that the number of nuances in coronavirus data makes it difficult to render a quick assessment in the cause of death. The state is currently counting anyone that died of COVID-19 in its death toll. Oh, my. So they have a tough time diagnosing a gunshot wound and blame it on COVID-19. They have a tough time actually telling the difference between COVID and a gunshot wound. Well, he had COVID. Yeah, he got shot right between the eyes, but I think COVID killed him. This is a nonsense that's going on. And in Washington State, I have the pictures. Go to PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Look under Police State, Health News, Constitution News. You'll find actual witness accounts that COVID internment camps are being set up in Washington State. You can see it. It's not a conspiracy. It's a fact. The truth was announced through Rep. Matt Shea, with an eyewitness coming forward and providing a photograph of the camps being assembled. They're campers. The guy asked the people what they were doing. Governor Jay Inslee said in his new press conference on May 12th, that if you cannot isolate safely at home as determined by the state health officer, you will go to the place of the state's choosing. Washington State is also have advertising jobs for people to care for children in the camps. These workers are only going to be necessary if the children are going to be removed from their families. Did you get that? The witness confirmed that she spoke to Mayor of Goldendale, and it was again confirmed that these camps are being set up for COVID-19 patients. I don't know what to tell you except the truth. I have the article. I have the actual form you fill out before you go in, the State of Washington County Superior Court, and what they give you to pick you up and take you in. This is what's happening in America. Now, folks, we'll get to your phone calls in, I promise. You hang in there, Bruce. Get to you in a few minutes. The slippery slope to despotism, paved with lockdown rage and forced vaccinations. This is by John Whitehead. Don't worry one bit of it. You may know who Alan Dershowitz is. He's a Harvard law professor. This is what Alan Dershowitz said. Now, you pay attention, people. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has a power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm. You see, people, it's coming to a point where you're going to make a choice. It's coming to the point. Yeah, I know somebody said the Supreme Court has said this, they're mandatory. But I tell you what, with people like Dershowitz and others saying this, eventually, inevitably, when somebody's scared enough again, and folks, this is not over. This is not over. This is not over. This was a trial run for the world. We felt it miserably. We give in so quickly. There's more on the horizon, even to the point, I do believe, of internal passports, vaccination passports. I think it's coming. That's my opinion. Let's go to the phone lines. I have problems. Let's start first with Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in.
Hello, Pastor Boichboy. You're giving some good news articles.
Hello, Bruce.
I like to share. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes,
hello.
Sir. Yes, I can hear you.
Dr. Judy Milkovich, who's good friends with Dr. Tenpenny, had an article on Jeff Rentz. She said 50 million people are going to die, not from the virus, but from the vaccine. It's going to be that dangerous. So, you know,
wow.
we just can't take it. And Michael Snyder, you've had him on your broadcast before. He had an article on Alex Jones' Prison Planet. Said Israel is going to go to war with their Muslim neighbors as soon as July 1st over this so-called peace deal, because they're going to annex, take away more land from the Palestinians. It's going to enrage the Muslims. It's going to start a big war, I'm telling you. Put me up, maybe before the summer's out, according to Michael Snyder. So there's some terrible events coming in this way very quickly.
Well, you know, it is a. I don't know what to say. I mean, it's so obvious. But I'm telling you, I talk to people every day, not every day, but almost every day, who just cannot see this. They just can't see it.
We're rapidly entering the end times.
We are. I have a Humana healthcare policy. I had a call from them today, just checking up on me. A good call overall. And she said, now you are being careful with coronavirus. You are wearing a mask and you are wearing gloves. I said, no, ma'am, I'm not. Oh, but you have to. You're 71 years old. You're of the age when it can really hit you hard. You need to wear a mask. I said, no, ma'am, I will not wear a mask. A mask actually is hard on your heart and everything else. It blocks your flow of oxygen. I will not wear a mask. And would you believe she still didn't get it? Finally, I just said, okay, and let her go. And what are you going to do? You're just blowing in the wind, if you know what I mean.
Over Memorial Day weekend, I happened to go up to Lake Erie. They have a beach up there. There was people there all. Nobody was obeying the social distancing. Nobody was wearing masks. I was loving it, man. They were just enjoying the nature, man.
Hey, man. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, when I see this mentioned anymore, maybe I'm overreacting, but I get angry when I hear it mentioned anymore. As far as news or whatever. I do.
We're losing our freedoms, you know, rapidly.
Well, we're losing because we're cowards.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we got to resist this vaccine. There's no doubt in my mind about it. I think it might be the mark of the beast. What do you think?
Well, if it's not, it's working towards it very, very quickly. I know that for sure. I do know that for sure.
I mean, it's a microneedle patch. It goes under your skin, and they can, you know,
yes.
see it with a cell phone or something.
And the program that they named it, I can't remember the name of the program off the top of my head, but the letters and the numbers that correspond to the letters actually equal 666. And that's a fact. People, check it out for yourself.
And the patent number for the vaccine, Bill Gates, Michael 06-0606.
What a coincidence.
They're throwing it in our face.
What a coincidence. Good call, Bruce. Anything else?
No, that's it. I just want to get you some two news articles out.
Well, thank you very much.
Warm before the year is out. All right. God bless.
All right. God bless. Folks, he's telling the truth. This is not over. I wish I could say that this is all over. We won the battle and this is going to go away and things are going to turn around now. No, folks, it's not. America can't be saved. I know people want to hear that and I really can't help it, but America can't be saved. America's over. Souls, individual souls are not. But America's finished. Does that mean I won't stand and fight? Absolutely not, because my God commands me to. But I want you to know that I don't serve the kingdom of this nation. I serve the kingdom of God. This nation no longer deserves any allegiance from any moral individual. None. Zip. Zilch. None. Let's move on. Mass casualty incident. 600 doctors signed letter to Trump calling for end to lockdowns over health concerns. That's right. More than 600 doctors signed and sent a letter to President Trump urging him to reopen the U.S. economy, calling the coronavirus lockdowns a mass casualty incident with exponentially growing health consequences. The letter warns that tens of millions of Americans are at the immediate risk of serious health concerns or death directly caused by the shutdown due to the issues such as missed preventive health care checkups, suicide, alcoholism, drug abuse, homelessness, heart attacks, and strokes. We are alarmed at what appears to be the lack of consideration for the future health of our patients, the letter reads. The downstream health effects of deteriorating a level are being massively underestimated and underreported. This is an order of magnitude error. Millions of Americans are already at triage level red. These include 150,000 Americans per month who would have had a new cancer detected through routine screening that hasn't happened. Millions who have missed routine dental care due to fixed problems strongly linked to heart disease and death, and preventable cases of stroke, heart attack, and child abuse. Suicide hotline phone calls have increased 600%. Tens of millions are at triage level yellow. Liquor stores have increased 300% to 600%. Cigarettes sales have increased. Rent has gone unpaid. Family relationships have become frayed. And millions of well child checkups have been misused. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? How much more do I have to say to prove to anyone that this has destroyed America's economy and destroying people's health? And you can say what you want about who anybody you want to say about. And you can say, well, Trump's trying to stop it. No, Trump was not trying to stop it. He backed it. Now, maybe he's trying to just back up, but maybe he's trying to redo some things. Perhaps. I don't believe it, but perhaps. No, are you saying, well, you'd rather have Hillary, folks? I don't want to hear that excuse. I didn't vote for either one of them. I don't trust either one of them. If all we have to select from is Trump and Biden in the next election, if we have one, I'm not supporting either one of them either. I won't do it. The Bible tells me I must pick someone from the brethren. I read it for yourself. Find it for yourself in your own Bible. I'm not even going to tell you where it's at. It's in your book. To vote for anything less than a born-again believer that has confirmed his actions, by his actions, that he is a sin. Now, let's follow the money behind this COVID-19 hoax. This article is by Cindy King Yarbrough, and it's in the Citizen Reporter, March 17th at 2:50 p.m. Well, 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 isn't it just interesting coincidence that Remdesivir is made by Gilead and is a cure for COVID-19? And here's where it gets increasingly interesting. China holds a patent on the drug through an agreement with Gilead. drugs patent sharing substance C branch called Unitad, who has an office near Wuhan, and you would never guess who are the main financial investors in Unitad. None other than George Soros, Bill Melinda Gates, and WHO. I know what you're thinking. It's just all coincidence, isn't it? Oh, don't let me forget the other coincidence that Gilead and Unitad were financial supporters of Hillary Clinton. Oh, silly me. I forgot one more coincidence. Fauci was the one authorizing means to be sent to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, specifically for the study of coronaviruses. I sure am thankful it's all just coincidence. Nothing to see here. Just keep moving along. The best coincidences are always found when you follow the money. Can anyone make it any clearer than that? I don't know how you can do any better than that, folks. The love of money is still the root of all evil. With money comes power and influence, fame, if you will. And they don't care who they walk on to get there, who they have to kill to do it. Now, let me just tell you this. We're down the last few minutes already tonight, about 10 minutes left, and phone lines are quiet, so I'll just share this. If I kept my eyes on all this evil, corruptness, this pus-filled society that we still want to call America, if I kept my eyes and mind on that all the time, it would make me stressed, probably bitter. Who knows what else it could do to me, even physically. But I keep my mind and idea settled on one thing. I do not serve George Soros, or Bill Melinda Gates, or Trump, or anyone else. I desire and intend to serve my Heavenly Father. I, as you, and everyone that listens to my broadcast, all of us, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all become part of the matrix system.
Oh, not me, preacher.
Oh, yes, you have. You have a driver's license? You're part of the system. You pay income taxes? You're part of the system. You got a social security number? You're part of the system. You got an iPhone? You're part of the system. You do a digital picture and driver's license. Believe me, you're part of the computer database already. You're part of the computer. You do a finger scan, an iris scan to open your phone up. You are already part of a matrix and a beast system. We all are guilty. So let's not throw stones at one another and try to say who's the least guilty. We're all guilty. But let's look at it this way. Knowing that we're guilty of going this far in the wrong direction, does that justify us continuing down the same road? Does it justify that I should close my eyes and blindly follow the crowds or what our earth masters want us to believe? I know you don't like to hear this, folks, but in Nehemiah chapter 9, he says very clearly that because of their sins, that the leaders of their nation had dominion over their bodies. Don't you know that the beast will have the same dominion, or even more enforced than even under Nehemiah? They'll have the means to enforce it more and to punish those who won't obey. Do you not know that's Bible? But I'm here to tell you that through all this chaos, through all this frustration, anger I see in this world, and the people who are hurting because of the evil in this world, I look to someone who has the power, the glory, and has already overcome all this. He did on the cross of Calvary when he rose from the dead 3 days later. Yeah, I live in this world, folks. I do. When you run out of something in the store and I can't get it, you can't get it, it bothers me too. If the dollar collapses totally and I can't even buy a loaf of bread, it'll bother me too. I live in this world. As Hebrews chapter 11 talks about men of faith, women of faith that raised the dead and built arks and led the people out of Egypt. But in the same chapter, it talks about those who lived in caves. They were destitute. They had no clothing. They were animal skins. They had no food. But they dwelt in caves. By the same faith that Noah built the ark, these people lived in caves and glorified God. I've come to the conclusion a long time ago, and I'm not saying it's easy, and I don't want to do it. If it's my Father's will that I lose all that I have on this earth, because I love Him and want to serve Him, what have I lost but temporary pleasure that we end anyway, because we're all going to die someday. So I don't want to discourage you, make you feel fatalistic. I want you to get your eyes off the situation and on Christ. Yes, expose the situation. You are a watchman. People, I'm telling you this right now, that if you're a born-again believer and you believe the Word of God is accurate and you believe the truth of the Word of God, you are a watchman. I didn't say you're a preacher. I didn't say you're a teacher. I didn't say you're a prophet. I said you're a watchman. And your duty is to cry loud and show the people that the enemy is at the gates. Indeed, the enemy is inside the city. If you do not, and these people perish, then the blood of these people will be upon your hands. A watchman does not need a degree from college. A watchman does not need to understand how to read Hebrew or Greek. They need to read the Word of God, the 1611 King James Bible, study it, get a concordance, get an 1820 dictionary, and proclaim the truth to all that will listen. Because I promise you that one day what you do for Christ will count. If you lose your life, people, for the glory of Christ, and your soul is saved, eternity in glory with Him is worth more than anything in heaven this earth. So don't be discouraged. Yes, I cover it hard news because my job is to warn the people this is here. The beast system is already in place and we're all part of it already. Oh, I don't like it. Well, I don't care. It's not going to change because you don't like it. I don't like it either. I fought the digital picture and driver's license for years. Still fought. And so far, haven't had to do it. But that doesn't mean that I'm not in it. And if you don't believe me, you go to the bank tomorrow, ask about borrowing some money, and they ask you, see what they ask you for first. Give me your social security number. Oh yeah. May I see some ID, please? Even though they know you very well, you're not getting anything done without that number. Is it Mark the Beast? No. But it's certainly a prelude to it. It's gotten us used to the idea of having the number, has it not? So all these things I'm telling you, people, just because I love you enough to warn you and tell you the truth. Yeah, we talk about products on this program because I have to pay the bills. We had to go off several stations about a month ago because we didn't have the money any longer. And the gift given to us by a really very generous lady out of Arizona was about all gone. So I had to do something else. I had to cut stations. But I want to reach the people with the truth of the Word of God and the hope in Jesus Christ. Not in me, not in this world, not in your retirement funds, not in gold and silver, not in store of food or anything, but in Jesus Christ. All those things are important in their place. Very important. Because we're commanded by our God to plan for the future, just like the ant does. He says, thou sluggard, go to the ant. Watch what they do to prepare for winter, for hard times ahead. One phone call tonight, I guess people are listening, maybe hope they're listening because they're interested in what I'm saying. But please understand, your job is not to just sit back and wait. Don't wait on the rapture because it ain't coming. Don't believe that you can live like hell and go to heaven. That's not Bible. Don't think you can say, I'm saved and slide right onto heaven and not worry about it. No. You're put here to work in the fields. You're put here to glean the harvest for Christ. You're put here to be watchmen on the wall. Male or female makes no difference. You're here to glorify the one who saved your soul. And if you're not a Christian, then I can understand why you're scared. If I didn't have the hope of Christ in my heart, folks, I'd probably be depressed and drunk. But I go to bed at night and I go to sleep because I know who my Father is and who I serve. If you don't know who Christ is, if you don't know what it means to be born again, Won't you call me tomorrow at 800-777-4403? I promise you I'll take as long as I have to talk to you to explain to you what it means to be born again. What it means to be a child of the living God. And tell you how to receive that peace, that joy that He gives that the world can't touch. You'll be able to sing songs and hymns to Him and praise Him in the worst of situations because He lives in you. If you're going through this life and you've committed things, you know there are atrocities, or even against man's law perhaps, but if not even against God for sure, He is ready, willing, and able to forgive you, heal you of those of your spiritual sins, sicknesses, and forgive you of the sins totally paid for in full by Jesus Christ. Call me tomorrow at 800-777-4403 and say, Pastor Butch, I'd like to ask some questions about the Bible. Now, folks, I don't claim to be a Bible scholar, but if I don't know the answer, we'll look it up together. How's that? I don't care if it takes 5 minutes or 5 hours. I will talk to you. And if I get where I have to call you back, I will call you back, spend all the time with you that you need. You're that important. You're that important to Christ who died for you and for the body of Christ that loves you through Christ. And that includes me. You're that important. Well, I ain't nobody. I'm poor and I'm this and I'm a drug and I don't care. Your soul is important to Christ. He died for you. Your soul is important to those who love Christ because we are His servants. So if you have a need and you don't call, I can't make you call. But you have to know that I'm here if you want to talk to me. And I'm nobody any more important than anybody else. I'm just a servant. I appreciate if you respect me for what I'm trying to do, but don't put me on a pedestal. I'm just a servant. I'm only a man, and I make a lot of dumb mistakes. I do. Sometimes I actually do things wrong intentionally because I get mad. Yep, I'm just a man. But my Father is quick to forgive me when I ask. He knows I'm doing the way I understand the best I can. He loves us that way. I'll be in the office tomorrow to talk to you. If you want to talk to us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Have a great night. See you in the office tomorrow. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.